Luna y Otago, no voy a decirte el verde. You fall in the sin, you thought you were alone, they are watching. My father is up there now. Sometimes you forget that. But don't ever forget, you are never alone. You are being watched. There are eyes watching you. Now all of us, if we are together as Christians, some of us would not dare to do some things you would dare to do alone. Some of you complain your weaknesses and you fall into certain weaknesses and sins. You wouldn't dare to do that if, let's suppose, I was around. How about me hanging around your house, watching you? You wouldn't be hanging around. You know, the moment you come back, you say, "Baba, how did you do that, man?" And then when you know, suppose I hang around your house 24 hours. Some people leave their life before when people are around. The moment people leave, from under the carpet comes all the bad effects. But remember, physically we may not be around each other. There are always angels watching you. Sometimes your loved ones have gone home to you. If you got a watching you. So live your life in holiness. Live your life as if you are doing what? Next time you try to think of doing something naughty alone, remember, and then watching you. If you could see them, you will never do it. A certain part, people say. I'm glad to know that my father up there in heaven is doing some work for God. He's not just playing on a harp, floating on a cloud. He's doing some interesting work up there, I know. So as some of your loved ones, if they're up there today, they're doing interesting work. Jesus concludes saying, "I'm coming quickly in verse 12. My reward is to me to give everyone according to his word. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters, whoever loves and practices a lie." I use that verse to talk to one Seventh-day Adventist influenced man who believe in soul sleep. He believes that after the unrighteous are judged, they just are annihilated. They cease to exist. They don't believe in eternal suffering. Then if someone rejects Christ or is an evil person, when he is judged, he's condemned, thrown into the lake of fire, he's annihilated. His soul, spirit dies, just like his body dies. His spirit dies. But I want you to know that every human soul lives eternally, whether in heaven or in the lake of fire. A new heaven, new earth has been created here, is talking about those outside in the lake of fire. Without, outside. It's eternal bliss or eternal punishment. You don't to exist in the spirit. The spirit that you and I have is an eternal one. Eternally with God or eternally without God. Every person you meet in the street today who don't know Jesus is eternal. Every person who does not know Jesus today is eternal. And they will suffer eternally. So you and I have a tremendous work and responsibility to bring the word to them. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bright say, "Come." Let him who hears say, "Come." Let him who thirsts come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He will testify to these things, say, surely I'm coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. You see how many times he keeps saying, I'm coming, in verse 7, chapter 22, verse 7, chapter 22, verse 12, and here in verse 17, the spirit in the bride says, come. Let him who hears says, come. And in verse 20, I am coming quickly. And if in John's time, Jesus said, I'm coming quickly, how much more today, we who live right at the end of the last days, nearer to Christ's coming. In fact, our friend Kenneth E. Hagin is about to go home to be with the Lord. And the prophecy about his life is this. He will prepare the people of God for the last day. Prepare the people before Christ's coming. That was his life. Now he wants to go home. How close we are to the end. And the Lord Jesus appeared to Hagin and told him that we are in the last week of Noah's time. So in Noah's time, God told Noah, it's the last 7 days. We are nearer to Christ coming than we have ever realized. And when Christ appeared to me, so I'm coming. So the same words to me. Makes my hair all stand up. And I realize it's coming, it's so clear. We forget it at times. That is coming as near. And you never teach through the book of Revelation again. But this is one time you teach through. Because there's one prayer in my life that I prayed about 7 years ago. God, help me to teach through every book of your Bible. Teach me everything in every book. And that was the final thing that he was teaching me on. He answered. And I want you to know, he is coming. He is coming in our time, in our generation. Let's close our eyes and say, Father, we know you're coming soon. Your Son is coming. Your word has gone forth to all generations. Especially in our time, we have sensed the nearness of your coming. Father, we are living in that generation to receive you. The responsibility is great. So great, O Lord. What a responsibility you have given to us. We ask for mercy and grace to be increased in our lives, that we may be well able to fulfill all that you ask us to do, all that you call us to do, Father. May we be faithful, Father. May we live our lives for you. To surrender our souls and ourselves to you. Let all selfishness die. Let everything that is self-seeking die. That we may not desire our own comfort, our own needs, and our own things. But we may seek after your kingdom. And desire that your kingdom be established, Father, on this planet Earth. Father, I pray for your spirit to search every heart and every mind of your people for hearing and under the sound of my voice. We pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will come upon their lives in an awesome way and cause them to sense the urgency of your coming. Father God, we pray that for those who are in sin, they may get rid of sin. For those who are in the permissive will, they may forsake it and come to your perfect will. For those who are not being changed by your glory, may they be changed to your likeness. For those who are not living fully for you, may they be laid hot for you. Let hot for you with your zeal, O God. Father, we pray for its heart and its mind. Let the spirit of grace and supplication fall upon its heart and mind. Renew our hearts, renew a right spirit within us. Renew, O God, the strength of the ego within the lives of your people. Awaken within our hearts a burning desire and goal for you. Father God, we pray that everyone who hears these words, everyone who hears these teachings, O God, will come into your perfect will, will forsake every other will but the will of God in their life. We pray for those who are worldly, O God, that they would realize and have their eyes open to realize that this is a temporary world. There's a coming world which is eternal, O God, where we will live forevermore. Father, we pray for those who are in need. Oh, those who are in pain, those who are in sicknesses, that they may reach out to the power and glory in them, the power of the new heaven and the new earth implanted in their spirits now. That they may allow the glory, because the glory that's in us is brighter than the glory of the sun. The glory that's in us so far is brighter than the physical sun, than the stars in the heaven. Oh, Father God, your people know not the greatness of your glory and power in them. Father, we pray the revelation of your glory in the hearts and minds of your people. And we pray for those, Father God, who are witnesses in their lives and keep falling over and over and over again into that physical habit, into that mental habit. Father, we pray, O God, that you open your eyes to see the power of God in your life. And Satan will bind you over these lines for putting them in bondage. And will break all your yoke in their lives in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will send your anointing, Lord, to this word, to those who are under the sound of my voice even now. I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit anointing will come upon his heart, come upon his life, come upon his body here, Father God. I pray, Father God, for the ministry and the call of God in his life. Those in your call and your chosen to your work, O Father God. Those in your call, O God, to the fivefold ministry. Those your call to the ministry of helps, O Father God. Those your call to the ministries in the body of Christ. Father, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to revive and come upon them, O God. Place an anointing upon their lives. That I don't care if you are Joseph in prison, bring them up into there. You have anointed them to be prime minister. I don't care, Father God, if they are in being a shepherd boy, that you have the anointing to be king beyond their life. Let them come forth to be kings, O God. They are apostles, prophets, evangelists, or pastors, O God. I pray, Father, for God, that your anointing will come upon their lives. Strong. And that you would awaken upon their hearts and their minds an anointing fresh from you. Open their eyes, Father God, that they may discern your will. Father God, let the offices of the Holy Spirit fall upon these to hear your word. And we pray, Father, for the body of Christ, all those under the sound of my voice. We pray, Father God, that you draw the body of Christ to the perfect will of God. That every single member of the body of Christ, whatever their work is, Father, but it will be for you, O God. Father God, let your precious light and your spirit and your holiness purify our motives. Those who are doing your work with wrong motives, O God. We pray for the Spirit of God, the fire of God to burn every step away. Father, purify our hearts so that our hearts may only flow in your love, that our motives may be pure, that our desires may be righteous, that we may only do it from a heart that is pure, Father. And teach your people the works of your Spirit. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon each one, Father God. Let the anointing burn in their hearts and their minds. I pray for the gifts of the Spirit to drop upon your people, Father God. Drop strong into their hearts and into their minds, those under the sound of my voice. Let the gifts of the word of wisdom, the gifts of the word of knowledge drop upon them. The gifts of discerning of spirits drop upon them. Let the gifts of the working of miracles flow into them. Let the gifts of healing flow into their lives. Let the gift of faith come upon them. Let the gifts of various kind of tongues come upon them. Let the gifts of interpretation of tongues come forth into their lives. Let the gifts of prophecy pour into their hearts and minds. Let all the nine gifts of your Spirit, O God, be poured upon the body of Christ. Quicken and burn into every heart and into every life, Father God. And let there be those who will arise in these last days, who will go forth to and fro on this planet earth. Let those under the sound of my voice, Father God, be prepared to bring forth the coming of Christ. The Father God, send them forth all over the world. Send them all over the world to preach your word. Send them, O God, in your power, in your anointing, in your Holy Spirit. Let your light be upon them. Open the spiritual eyes of each one. Let the perfection of spirit, soul, and body come upon each heart and each mind. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing of your Holy Spirit is flowing upon your heart of your people right now. And thank you, Father God, for quickening and burning whatever calling, whatever gift you've given each one. Let us be strengthened, O God, in these last days. And we pray for an impartation of an urgency upon each heart and mind. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn together. Turn together. Lift up our hands unto God even now. And I want you to just pray unto God even now and pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I receive your anointing upon my life. I prepare my heart. I prepare my life for your coming. Lord Jesus, I know you are coming. Take my heart. Take my life. I want to be ready. Let your precious blood wash my spirit, my soul, and my body. And tonight, I receive, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the anointing of your Holy Spirit upon my life, the anointing that flowed through these teachings, flowed through this whole series of teachings. Father God, I open my heart to receive from you the preparation, the flow of your Holy Spirit through these teachings to prepare me for the coming of Christ. As the book of Revelation is unveiled, you promise a blessing. Father, I receive your blessing. I receive your blessing. I receive your blessing. I receive your blessing. I receive all over the place. I receive your blessing. I receive your blessing. The Spirit of God is all over this place. It's a blessing of God upon the book of Revelation that you receive. Receive it right now. I receive your blessing. I receive your blessing. Oh Lord, I receive your blessing. Right now, call unto God. Say, I receive your blessing. Right now, I receive your anointing. I receive your quickening. I receive your power. I receive your glory. 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 The glory of God is all over this place. Just receive it right now. In Jesus' name, all over this place. All over this place. Angels of God standing around. Stand around, angels of God, and wave the glory of God upon your people. Right now, as a wave of God's glory is flowing all over this place, all over this building, tonight, lift up your hands and worship Him. Praise Him, worship Him, right now, in the name of Jesus. There's power flowing into your hands, flowing into the palms of your hands, flowing into your arms, flowing into your heart, flowing into your body right now. Right now, the power of God flowing into your body right now. Right now, the blessing of God. Father God, you say in your word as blessing in the book of Revelation. I pray tonight that blessing be released upon your people, Lord. That blessing be released upon your people right now, Lord. The blessing of God. 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 Oh, Lord, I receive. There's a special anointing coming upon each one of you tonight. Special anointing. It relates to this book of Revelation. Oh, it's a special anointing coming upon each one of you. Just let it feel your heart and feel your life. It's special. I didn't expect the Holy Spirit to move in this way, but it's special. He says it's a special anointing on this revelation that He has flowed is by His Spirit that we have taught, and His Spirit is confirming His word right now. Right now, Spirit is confirming His word. Now, this anointing will cause you to flow in the perfect will of God. This anointing will cause you to function in the calling of God. This anointing will cause an urgency for the coming of Christ in your life. Oh God, let it come, Lord. Let it come, Lord. Let it come, Lord. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We are waiting for you, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. 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 Thank 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 you, Jesus. Now, I want all this row here just to join hands. Join hands to this row. Yeah, this row, join hands. Leave an aisle in the middle, please. Join hands to one next to you right now. Leave a middle aisle free, please. Just join. Join right across. Everyone touching somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes. See, all this, this like this corner towards the mirror aisle so that, towards the mirror here. I want to walk through here and hold hands row after row and just pray for that anointing. See, there's an anointing here. I don't want it to go to waste. I just wanted to pass it on before we close the night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, for one. Yes. And so everybody is contacted by somebody else. Leave a mirror row there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody just start praying in the Spirit. Just praying in the Spirit. And you need to concentrate on God close. I don't know, let this anointing go on waste. It's such an anointing that came just now. And it's still on me. And I just want to release it and let it all flow out. And it's close. Thank you, Jesus.